When Moses first constructed the tabernacle, the Lord's glory filled it. He stayed, he remained there, a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire at night. So the Lord comforted his wilderness people. They were not alone. Anytime, night or day, they could look and see. The Lord was with them and for them. He would meet them there to transact holy business. He would take their sins and give them sprinkled blood to cleanse them. When Solomon built the temple and dedicated it, the Lord's glory filled it. For a while, the slaughter of beasts had to cease because the glory filled priestly eyes and made the priests rest. God was with his people in blessed particularity. In one temple made with hands dwelt the creator of hands, the one who would meet sinful hands and souls there and wash them clean. But Ezekiel saw a dark day. The divine glory left Solomon's temple, never to return to it. The Lord would not dwell with Israel, bowing down to the sun, and he would not comfort those who would not mourn their transgressions in repentance. The glory was gone. Jerusalem was doomed. The temple destroyed. Later, when our gracious Lord allowed his reassembled people to return to Jerusalem and rebuild another temple, they celebrated its dedication with joy. But the glory of the Lord did not appear. All that difficult and interrupted construction seemed to bear no fruit. Yet the Lord gave Haggai a promise. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Over 500 years later, 70 weeks after Zechariah was struck dumb at this temple, 40 days after the angel sang, "Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men," finally, the old stones have a reason to cry out. A humble trio enters, a virgin mother of sinless child to be purified, a stepfather, and the Lord in the substance of our flesh. The stony temple, doomed to destruction with a little over 7 decades left on its countdown clock, meets the true temple, the one with only a little over 3 decades before it will be destroyed and rebuilt, resurrected. This temple made of flesh and bone is the Lord's salvation for all people, 6-week-old Jesus. The Holy Spirit reveals what could never be known any other way. He lets Simeon see and tell. Simeon takes in his arms his Savior. And like angels revealing God's glory to shepherds, Simeon sings. Here is the glory of God's people Israel. Here is light to enlighten dark and sinful Gentiles. And in this place I will give peace, God had promised. And so in a doomed temple to a dying sinner comes the marked lamb to comfort his people. Jesus' glory filled Simeon's eyes and his work ceased. Simeon rested in peace. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Dearly beloved, what blessed revelation you've been given. Don't miss it. Repent of the false gods you've trusted to make your life better. At death's door, they'll all leave you. And don't be fooled by the pious voices who say that tradition teaches you that you must doubt that you will die in peace. Believe the Spirit's testimony in Scripture. Seeing Jesus in faith guarantees God's peace. Believe the witness of that Holy One as he cleansed you in that humble means, as the blood and water from his side poured over you in holy baptism and gave you the resurrection that is his. He is peace for you. Rest in him. The countdown is running on this treasured building, on this preacher, and on you. Yet very soon the Lamb will be visible here under bread and wine. Luther innovated well with the liturgy by placing Simeon's words on our body and blood-cleansed lips. For Christ will be closer to you in this blessed sacrament than he was to Simeon. His body and blood bringing God's glory, his blood-bought redemption, and his resurrection right into you, God's temple, cleansing your sin, defeating your death. Here is peace. Peace that allows confident service in Christ's eternal kingdom. Peace that sends you out free, but never alone. Thanks be to God, in Jesus' name. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.